Well, also this week, there's an interesting paper that's been published in the Journal of the American Chemical Society, and it's all about the subject of MOFFs, not someone with a lisp trying to say the word moth. This is actually metal organic frameworks. These are molecules that form something that's a bit like a cage. In other words, there's a hole in the middle and you can put things into it. Perhaps you could even use them, for example, to scrub gases which you wanted to remove selectively from exhaust flues. They're quite hard to make, though, so to tell us a bit more about them, here's the author of that paper, Joe Hupp. He's from Northwestern University. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Chris. Thanks for inviting me.
Good to have you on the programme. Now, tell us, what are these MOFFs and what's their structure? If you could zoom in with a very powerful microscope and see them, what would they look like?
Well, you would see tiny metal atoms or ions on the corners, and then rigid pillars that are made of organic molecules. Each collection of these defines a cage, but the cages go on forever. And an important property of these is that they're not just isolated cages. They're crystalline materials. If you did zoom in and looked at one of these cages, you would see a tunnel going on forever with exactly the same size cage all the way through.
So they're almost like sort of children's building blocks, but with a hole in the middle that you can connect together to make enormously voluminous containers, but at a molecular level.
That's right. The materials have surface areas that are gigantic. The largest are more than 6,000 square meters per gram. They have the lowest densities of any known crystalline materials, and they have gigantic interior volume. And some of them, they're more than 80% empty. So these tiny walls define lots of minuscule spaces. The important thing is that the space is on the size of a molecule, and that's what enables them to store molecules like hydrogen or methane for fuel, or to, as you mentioned, pull some molecules out of a mixture.
And just to add some perspective, 6,000 meters squared is as big as a football pitch. So per gram, that's incredible. So when you say that you actually make these things, you have metal atoms on the corner. So if we imagine a cube, which is the simplest structural and functional unit,
yeah,
you've got a metal atom on each corner of the cube, and they're connected by these organic linkers.
How do
you actually make these things?
They turn out to be pretty easy to make. It's just hard to make them well. You simply cook them, the organic pieces that are sticky for the metal ions, and the metal ions, a mixture for 4 or 5 days, and if everything goes right, you get crystals. What we typically do is try 300 or 400 sets of conditions, and a few of them work. So it's really a very empirical science at the moment.
How much of these things can you make? Are we talking microgram quantities? Are you talking you could actually make a reasonable amount that could hold reasonable amounts of molecules?
Well, of course, in the laboratory, we are designing these and scouting these for very specific purposes, so we only need tens or hundreds of milligrams. But BASF, which is the world's largest chemical company, has demonstrated that it's easy, relatively easy, with the right materials to make kilogram quantities of these. And in fact, they've driven a demonstration vehicle across Europe where the fuel tanks are filled with methane. But what stores the methane are these tiny cavities.
So could you just explain to us how these tiny cavities are useful in storing methane? Why is it better to use a complex crystal like this than to just put a large cylinder of gas in the back of the car?
Well, first of all, I don't think you or I would want to drive a car that had a stainless steel cylinder in the back in case of a collision. The methane is much more safely stored if it's in a container that's not much bigger than the methane molecule itself. It turns out that in order to stick to the material, it has to be very close to it. So in a stainless steel tank, most of the molecules never touch the wall. So it's better to have tiny, tiny channels and have those the molecules adhere to them.
And just to finish off, Joe, can you tell us, because one of the things I mentioned that you said to me was that you could scrub out gases from flues in exhaust pipes, for example. So could you make a molecule, for instance, that has a cavity that's small enough to grab or chemically active enough to grab one species of chemical, a waste gas you don't want going into the atmosphere, and let less harmful things go past, a kind of molecular sieve, if you like?
Yes, there's lots of interesting work on, for example, pulling carbon dioxide out of methane. One of the companies in the United States, Innovene Chemicals, spends $500 million a year doing this basically with freezers. They condense carbon dioxide to a liquid to get it out of natural gas. And the reason they spend $500 million a year on this is because Well, they can mark up the price of the gas by more than $500 million a year. But it's very energy intensive, and they would much prefer to have a material that just grabbed all the carbon dioxide and left the natural gas, the methane, behind.
Joe, thank you very much. We'll leave it there. That was Professor Joe Hupp, who was from Northwestern University in the US, talking to us about a species of molecule he's working on called MOFFS, metal organic frameworks, which are viewed as a very important future molecule for containing gases or trapping molecules in tiny molecular cages.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, the Naked Scientists.